What you are about to hear is a series of planned programs or meetings where interested members of Alcoholics Anonymous held at what we believe to be the first all-AA retreat ever conducted in Southern California. It is our hope that this retreat can be repeated again in the coming months. You are, and Harold C. of Whittier, were instrumental in bringing this idea to fruition. Your commentator in these remarks is Wally S. The retreat started late Friday afternoon, March 29, and ended Sunday noon, the 31st. Those in attendance came from an area encompassed by the two points of Long Beach and Pasadena. The retreat master for all the sessions was Chuck C. of Laguna Beach. Before we roll the tape of the Saturday morning session, which was the first session taped, I would like to comment briefly on the purpose of the retreat and the facilities available to us. The retreat was planned for AA men desirous of improving spiritual awareness attained through greater knowledge and practice of the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous. The retreat provided the much-needed opportunity for AAs to fulfill their inner desires of greater spiritual awareness and at the same time retire from worldly cares to enjoy the quiet solitude of a hilltop retreat. Recreational facilities were made available to retreatants. Meals and lodging was provided at nominal cost. Periods of silence were maintained and individual counseling was made available at specified times. A regular AA participation meeting was held Friday night in the spacious lodge before a big roaring fireplace to enable participants to get acquainted or to otherwise unwind. Two meetings were held Saturday morning, two in the afternoon and a question and answer session Saturday night. The Sunday morning meeting ended at noon, at which time we were served a delicious home-cooked dinner in the rustic dining room. We chose the facilities of the Edendale Christian Retreat because of its beautiful location in the quiet green hills of Carbon Canyon near Placentia, California. We slept in a heated dormitory which can accommodate 64 people. All of our meals were prepared by our hosts and served in the rustic dining room. Our meetings were held indoors in the lodge and out in the open under a large brush arbor. In the outdoor tapes, you will hear the constant singing of birds, the shrill call of the peacocks, the guinea hens, the crowing of a rooster, and even the braying of a friendly jackass. It seems everyone and everything was bidding us welcome.